Welcome to the first impression audio bite of Christine Fien's novel, Dark Curse.
Laura counted each step. She already knew the exact number. She had made this journey many, many times before. 37 steps through the corridor, and then her body would jerk to the right and go through the entrance into the large chamber where Razvan and Xavier always held their ritual ceremonies. The long hall was really a tunnel with a bluish ceiling and thick ice walls. Under her feet, the ice was slick and solid, almost a crystal clear, always gleaming brightly from the orbs of light in the sconces. The light flickered along the walls, revealing the rainbow of colors, gleaming like jewels embedded in the frozen world. She loved the beauty. Sculptures of orange, red, and purplish hues rising sharply from the floor, bursting into sparkling fountains frozen in place, waiting for the light to hit them to come alive. She moved around the familiar shapes using short, jerky steps until she was in the middle of the huge chamber. Huge columns rose to the cathedral ceilings, marking every few feet. Ancient weapons lined one wall, and straight ahead, encased in ice, were two perfect dragons, one red and one blue. Laura glanced up, her breath catching her throat as it always did at the sight of her aunts, imprisoned not only by the ice, but caught in a powerful shape that was not their true form. She couldn't shift yet, but wanted to try. The aunts had embedded the knowledge deep in her mind so that she wouldn't ever forget the process, but she hadn't worked up the courage to actually shift. And the aunts had forbidden her to try, telling her she wasn't ready, that her blood wasn't fully Dragon Seeker. But she wanted to shift, to disappear even if into another form. The red dragon had her great eye pressed against the ice. As Laura watched, the lid slowly closed and then opened again over the round orb. The small acknowledgement gave her the strength to look directly at the man who stood at the center of the room, frown on his face. Razvan, her father, glared at her, beckoning with a long finger. The lines in his face had deepened since the last time she'd seen him, and that had only been a couple of days earlier. His hair had darkened from the coppery red to deeper brown, now streaked with gray. His eyes were sunken, and beneath them were darker circles. The moment his gaze fell on her, he began to breathe harder, the air coming out in great puffs of excitement. In one hand, he held a ritual ceremony knife, and Lara's heart began to pound. He has the knife. Teeth tearing at her flesh was bad enough, but the feel of the sharp, enchanted blade slicing her skin was far worse. The slightest touch of that metal against her skin brought with it screams of past victims, screams she couldn't drown out for weeks afterward. The pleas for mercy haunted her dreams and clung like ice to her veins, so that she felt she was going insane until time finally melted them away. Laura couldn't help that spurt of adrenaline and the surge of power that came with it, the instinctive retreat, breaking out of the stumbling steps to withdraw. Razvan snarled, his lips drawing back to reveal his stained teeth. Get over here. He pointed to the ice, and for a moment she thought to fight his power. No, you must do as he says. He cannot know the power within you. He will imprison you as Xavier has done to us. This is your chance, Laura. Aunt Bronn's voice whispered, cajoled, pleaded, and even ordered. All of that would never have been enough to overcome Lara's instincts for survival and her revulsion of the knife and Razvan, but the stark fear in her aunt's voice drove Laura forward. Laura allowed her body to bend, to go to all fours, to crawl across the ice floor, the cold piercing her knees. She allowed the sensation, not regulating her body temperature, so the distraction of the cold helped to calm her. Razvan stood for a moment hunched over, whispering to himself, his eyes going from blue to green. Laura winced. Her eyes often changed color depending upon her mood, and it was the only thing that tied her to Razvan, the one trait she had to acknowledge they shared, and that meant the blood of a monster ran in her veins. He stooped, a strange expression on his face as he glanced around the chamber. One hand dropped to the top of her head, his palm stroking what could have been a caress over her coppery curls. He spoke in a whisper, his voice rusty and hoarse. Get out. Get out before you are consumed. Lara blinked up at him, puzzled by the strange ritual he always invoked before he caught her by her thin shoulders and yanked her to her feet. His eyes glowed a ruby red, shining with madness as he turned her wrist up and slashed the blade across it. She cried out, tried to suppress the shock of panic and pain as the knife cut through flesh to bone, sending the screams of multiple victims, the shadows of life still clinging to the weapon that had tortured and killed them. Razvan pressed her wrist to his mouth and began to suck greedily, his teeth biting and scraping. He made hideous slurping noises, the sound mingling with the cries of the dead. Tears burned her lids, blurred her vision, and choked in her throat. The aunts were right. She had to escape. It mattered little what was waiting in the outside world. She couldn't survive this torment day after day. Stay strong. He is nearly Satan. She clung to that, knowing that the aunts always were aware when Razvan was about to stop feeding. She felt weak and dizzy, her knees sagging, and then everything in her went still. The hair on the back of her neck rose. Goosebumps rose on her arms, and a shiver of apprehension slid down her spine. He was coming. If Razvan was a monster, her great-grandfather was the living epitome of evil. She could feel his presence long before he ever entered the chamber. Razvan shuddered visibly as he lifted his head and shoved Lara behind him. Lara swept her tongue across the wound, the healing agents in her saliva sealing her skin. The scent of decayed flesh heralded Xavier's arrival. He entered, his emaciated body bent over, one hand wrapped around a walking stick as he shuffled into the chamber. The walking stick was a weapon of amazing power and could be, and often was, wielded to administer pain. The long robes covering the thin body rustled with every step, dragging across the ice floor, picking up crystals so that the hem collected shards and splinters of glistening white. The long white beard was nearly to the old man's waist. His image was blurry as he moved, but if she looked hard enough, she could see the rotting flesh beneath the mask. Lara felt the surge of power and knew it emanated from the walking stick rather than from her great-grandfather. Razvan cowered from the old man as he approached. She knew Xavier was the oldest mage, the master of both white and black magic. His teachings had been the foundation of not only the race of mages, but of the Carpathian people as well. Her aunts had educated her in the terrible family history of kidnap, murder, and war. All because of this one man and his search for immortality. Xavier stretched a thin arm toward her, his fingers like bones, the nails long and curled. He beckoned. Razvan shoved Lara away. You will not touch her. You have your own supply. Come closer, Lara, now, while they bicker over you. Come close to the wall and aid us in breaking free. I can no longer use them, as you well know. They have become far too powerful to control. I need the book. We must find the book. Xavier stumbled closer to Lara, his claw-like fingers reaching for her. Once I have the book, they will not be able to defy me. Razvan swept Lara further behind him. This one is mine and you will not touch her. Do not presume to give me orders, the voice bellowed in the vast chambers. Xavier stood to his full height, Razvan shrinking before him. I grow old, but I still have my abilities, and you do not. Lara inched closer to the wall, all the while gathering the energy in the room. You cannot even control your own children, as sick as they are, and they still defy you. You forced me to bring you my own offspring, but you cannot have this one. You kill them with your greed. You will give her to me. Xavier swung his stick up, the tip pointing at his grandson. Lara seized the moment, pulling every scrap of energy from the stick she could and directing it toward the ice wall. At the same time, the aunts connected their powers with hers. The massive wall bubbled outward toward the chamber. Great shards fell off as the ice spiderwebbed and then fragmented. Stop them! Xavier leapt away from the splintering ice as he yelled the warning. A bright red dragon burst through the ice, claws stretched toward Razvan as the blue-colored dragon bent its wing to Lara. Now, now, climb on fast, Aunt Tatiana called to her. Lara didn't hesitate. She jumped agilely onto the wing, scrambled up the sloping membrane, and swung her leg over the dragon's back. Immediately, the dragon reared back on its leg, great wings flapping violently, creating a windstorm, blowing both men backward. Xavier lost his grip on the walking stick. Lara concentrated on it, funneling the wind straight at the thick wooden staff. It rolled to the far side of the ice chamber. The blue dragon took to the air. "There is not much time. Go, Tatiana. Flee while you can," Bronislava pleaded with her sister while she flung her body between Razvan, Xavier, and Lara. Lara could see both dragons were weak. Already their skin color was fading. The effort to keep the two mages at bay was taking its toll on them. Sitting on Tatiana, she realized they were starved, had been starved for years. Xavier only allowed them the barest minimum of sustenance in order to keep them from being able to utilize their power. Of the two, Tatiana was the weakest. Bronislava tried to give her sister time to reach the surface and escape. Lara looked down to see Razvan creeping toward the red dragon. Bronislava flapped her wings to keep Xavier on the floor and away from the all-powerful staff. "Look out!" Lara tried to warn her aunt, but the warning was a heartbeat too late. Razvan plunged the ceremonial knife into the chest of the red dragon. Tatiana screamed. The red dragon sank to the floor. "Get off! Run! I will hold him as long as I can!" Tatiana extended her wing to allow Lara to crawl off onto a ledge far above the chamber. "Go with her, Tatiana," Bronislava entreated. "Come with me," Lara begged. Tatiana shook her head. "I will not leave my sister. Go, little one. Run and forget this place. Do not look back. Be free and find happiness." Lara clutched the ice wall. She still had to find her way out of the maze of tunnels to the surface. She looked below one last time at the only home she'd ever known. Xavier regained his feet and held up his hand. The staff quivered and then flew across the room to him. "Be still or you will die," he commanded. "You fool," he hissed at Razvan. "You aided them. I know you did." The red dragon continued to fight, spilling blood across the ice floor in bright red streaks. Xavier pointed the staff at the blue dragon. "Be still or I will kill your sister." Bronislava froze and lay panting on the ice. The blue dragon settled next to her sister, nuzzling her with its long neck and tongue in an effort to save her. Lara held back a sob, pressing her hand tightly against her mouth. "Go before her sacrifice is in vain," Tatiana ordered. Lara ran.
Dark Curse by Christine Feehan. Published by Berkeley Jove. Coming September 2008. First impression brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. Visit Christine Feehan's official website, www.christinefeehan.com. Dark Curse, the novel that unleashes the dragons.